Welcome to the latest edition of King's Corner, brought to you by our good friends at Pembroke Mitsubishi. This week, I'm talking to Matthias Hoyle. Matthias, thanks for joining me today. We'll get right to it. I understand that you were literally hours old when you were introduced to the game of hockey. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. So from a young age, I always loved hockey. And honestly, as soon as I was born, my brother played hockey, so I was in the rink at 3 days old. I've always known it growing up, and it's always been my passion. So I started off youth hockey in Deep River, so not too far away. And then moved on to Aces, so local AA, and then the Titans organization here, so another AAA, and then I moved away to prep school, and then last year I was in Smiths Falls for Junior B, came up to play a couple games here in Pembroke, and then joined for the rest of the season, and then here I am this year.
Welcome to Pembroke, young man. Great to have you. Tell me a bit about your experience in Smiths Falls. Sounds like it really had an impact on you.
Oh, it was good. Honestly, it was a great experience. I had a great coach, used to coach here in Pembroke, actually, Jeff Cavell. He was a really big ambassador on, like, playing the younger guys, so it was always nice being a first year that I knew that I had somebody backing me to be able to play every game and that I was going to get the ice time that he thought I deserved. And so it was pretty cool experience just to be able to kind of play at a junior level at the first year I was able to.
Excellent. So where do you call home?
So Chalk River, so not too far.
Wow, really a local lad. So you must have had some interaction with the Lumber Kings over the years before becoming a player, yes?
Well, it's always been kind of a big dream of mine to play here for the Lumber Kings organization, like watching us growing up, like Patrick Kite and Matt Bowdens and all them. It was kind of a big deal, right? And so now being able to play for them is kind of surreal. And it's been a great moment so far. And honestly, I hope to finish up my junior career here.
There are a couple of local guys on the squad, as you know, so it must be really cool playing for the team you grew up rooting for. How far in your junior career are you now?
Me, I'm 2008, so it's my second year able to play junior, so I still got 3 more years, but I don't know, I think I'd like to stay around home. It'd be pretty nice to play here all 4 years.
Well, I hope that works out for you, but you never know with the hockey gods. You're just about done high school, right?
I'm in high school. I'm in grade 12 this year.
What besides hockey do you think you might want to do after high school?
Further education, I'd be going to college. Did a co-op this year with the paramedics, and it's honestly, I loved it. I loved every moment of it, and I think that it's something I want to pursue. After hockey's over, I think I'm going to try to go to Sudbury.
Sudbury, huh? Okay. What's there that lures you?
Funny story is I wanted to be a firefighter originally with all their hours, and it was pretty cool, but then there ended up being a position open for a co-op with the paramedics this year, and I wanted to do a co-op with the fire department, but they're already full. So I ended up I did an application form for them, and then I did an interview and I got it. And then as soon as I started on with the paramedics, it like totally changed my mind, and that's exactly what I wanted to do.
There's no doubt that that's a noble profession, and I'm sure there can't be enough of those to go around, so good for you. What about an interest in any other sports? Anything besides hockey you like to play?
I used to be a big baseball type of guy. It's my go-to in the summers, like I'd be playing baseball, but I haven't played recently just because hockey's been, nowadays it's a lot of, you gotta be in the gym, and I don't really have time for it that much, whether that just being because I want to do other things or whatever, but I haven't played baseball in, I'd say, 3 years, but that was like my big thing growing up.
Tell me about your regiment with the Lumber Kings. I imagine there's quite a bit of work off the ice that's necessary, right?
Well, you're kind of in the gym, right? I'd say 3 to 4 days a week. In the summers, more you're like heavier lifting because you're trying to put on weight for this like season, because during the season you lose a lot of it. So you're trying to put on, you don't put on like too much, but more like a lean body mass. And then once you kind of get like into the season, then you start losing like quite a bit of it. So like this season I've already lost, I think, 15 pounds from how fast the game is. A lot of like, we're on the ice 6 days a week, right? So it's pretty intense.
I ask most of the guys this question. What team have you had your eyes on most this year?
Well, everybody knows the biggest one is Renfrew. Renfrew's Battle of the Valley too, right? So it's, that one's always nice. And it was nice to get a win from them last time they were here. We can win that battle this year and come out on top, but another one would be probably Carlton Place. I have a lot of buddies that I played with before on previous teams, and that was a great kind of moment too, like knowing this year that I was playing against them and that they're not going to be taken easy upon. I'm going to be finishing my hits on them, that kind of thing. And I think Carlton Place will be another big one.
Tough teams this season indeed. It's been a hard season for you guys, and the attitude coming from you guys is consistently positive. What's your take on the season this year?
My take is, as long as we go out there and play, give it our hardest every game and everybody gets 110%, then we might end up losing at the end of the day. But I think everybody's giving 110%. And everybody's doing the right things and buying into the systems, then I think we can go out there and we can actually win. And it's not like our team is bad. We honestly can win against every team. The hardest teams, I'd say, are Rockland and Smith Falls. Those are the two big dogs, and they loaded up at the trade deadline. But we have battled out with Smith Falls before. We've battled out with Rockland. Honestly, I think we can take any team in the league right to, like, say game seven. Like, it was just like a little bit of a struggle with a lot of like the background noise at the start, but I think everybody's kind of over that now.
Turning a blind ear to the stuff going on around the team hasn't been easy, I'm sure, but you guys seem to have figured it out. Last thoughts on what it's going to take for the remainder of the campaign?
Like I said, we have to buy in. We have to start finishing our hits. We have to stop being so fancy with the puck. I think it's got to be crash the net and bang away at the net. Like, we got to get some dirty goals before we get some nice ones. We can't take a moment off now. If we really want to make the playoffs, it's got to be a full push.
Full push indeed. I know you guys have it in you. Matthias, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. I really appreciate your time. Best of luck for the remainder of the season. This has been Matthias Hoyle, and you've been listening to the latest edition of King's Corner, brought to you by Pembroke Mitsubishi. Until next week, go Kings go. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.